Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
It's me, good-looking Lee. This is the Thank Me Later podcast. Welcome.
Brunch edition.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely the brunch edition. We are here super early. To my right, as always, we do have Zoe. How was your week?
I'm glad for the weekend.
Even though it's over.
Yo, that is crazy. They be stressing.
It was good. It was a good week. It's just like, I be coasting. Like, actually, shout out to me, man.
I
was rated.
To say that.
Oh, my fault.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to me. I'm doing real good at my job. That's it. But I just be seeing they shit. Like, cause I work with a whole bunch of white women. So it's just like, they be saying some stuff sometimes. I just be like, wow, that's cool.
That's so crazy. Speaking of white women, where's Bree, Matt?
Where is she?
She left?
She's downstairs.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh,
good.
Word. Oh, it is brunch edition.
Yeah,
we got the
Erkinger.
Matt don't want none, but he did tap the bottle.
Yeah, so. As long as my son tapped the bottle. How was
your week?
Yo, you know, I was about to ask myself that. I was waiting for you to
answer. No, I'm from Queens. I actually care about you.
Yo, my week was amazing. What happened during the week? I don't really remember. I got a lot of business done. Mm. It's looking like, you know, the ink is about to dry. They about to let me in, break down another door. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, you already know.
You know?
Congratulations on that. They don't know. People don't know, but just know.
Just know, when y'all see the vision, y'all going to see the vision.
Yes.
And by the time y'all see the vision, it's going to be too late. I'm 3 steps ahead of you guys. Leave me alone.
2018 Lee.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a mood.
Definitely. Today we have, I want to get all my jokes off now because we're going to be informative today.
Oh, my
today.
God. You can't possibly get all your jokes off now. So you just got to ration them out.
Okay.
We're just going to create a safe word at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah,
so what's
I said
gonna,
that.
What's the safe? Really?
Yeah, she did say that.
Let's create the safe word.
Well, you're not on the show yet. I didn't introduce you. Relax.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Don't take nothing that she right. say serious because I didn't say she was
no,
here.
No, but
the safe word.
Safe word.
What is it? What did you say it should be? You're on the show now.
No, she's not on the show. Oh,
you're on the show now, Tati. What's the safe word?
Oop, don't get smart.
I said,
cut your cord.
Yeah.
Real quick.
I don't know. I said peaches. You said that was...
That was weird.
That was weird.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So y'all come up with one.
Stop that.
Well, because we drinking Irk and Jerk apple flavor, how about apples?
If I take a fruit, though, it looks bad because I didn't take her fruit.
But it's a different fruit.
All right, cool.
It's for me.
Okay, cool. All right, so listen, today
how we roll.
Today we're gonna touch on body autonomy,
sexual healing.
See, you always
see that's
me going,
one joke.
Stop,
that's
right?
One joke.
So
we rationing it.
For those who don't know, body autonomy is defined as a concept generally considered a human right. Bodily autonomy means a person has control over who or what uses their body, for what and for how long. So basically, you know, since I'm schooling you and you look confused, my body is my body. Me exercising my concept of bodily autonomy is if I let you use, that sounds crazy, if I let you use my body for whatever. Like if you say...
I'm all on your body.
I know.
Especially
and
if
you should be.
So
my skin is really soft. And I look good, right? But if you say, I want your body tonight, and I say, yes. I don't know. I don't know how this works, but that's what Google said it meant.
You're using, so pretty much it's like the right to do anything with your body.
It ties in with consent,
yeah,
but it
I wanna,
also...
Because I thought she was saying anatomy wrong.
Autonomy. No. It's like
that's why
control.
I looked at the word. Like, I just want to make sure, because you're from Brooklyn, so I want to make sure. Like,
she think I'm so stupid. So today, in the studio, you know, y'all nosy, so we not going to give her name, but her name is... I gave her a name.
What's her name?
her name is...
What's her name?
Her name is Ebony Shadelica Jenkins.
She is so
awesome. What's her stage name?
Yo, listen, you could cut it short. It could go one way or another. It could be Eb. It could be Shanelica. We don't know, you know? Thank you for coming. We really happy to see you. Say what's up to the people.
Say what's up to people, Eb.
Hey, people.
That's just really it, y'all.
Y'all think it's a game.
It's a different pitch.
Wow.
Yeah, make sure y'all talk at the same time so they know y'all not the same person.
Wow.
That sounds like a horrible Destiny's Child harmony just now.
Yo, son. Yeah,
it might be me because I'm on the brunch tip.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the flip.
So we got Ebony Shanelica Jenkins. You know who Shanelica is, though?
Who is Shanelica?
That's Jocelyn Hernandez's stripper name.
popping.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was a stripper.
From misinforming, she's confirming these facts.
Yeah. Jocelyn Hernandez, her stripper name was Chanelica. I've been in love with it ever since.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's hard to say. Chanelica. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's like Angelica, but Shaniqua at the same time.
I'm not going back, Stevie. What the Pala? You know? So
I cannot.
Oh, I cannot.
All right, right. Boom.
Seriously. Cut it out. Listen, thank you for coming. So we defined body autonomy, but, what exactly does that mean to you?
Yeah, what does that
mean? Can you break it down in English?
Well, I think it's more of, it all starts with you, how you feel about your body. Mm. And then other people can attach to that and feel what you feel. And also, it's about chemistry with the opposite human body, whether it's the same sex or the opposite sex. I don't really know what the word means, but I got a little piece from what y'all was talking about, and I think that's important, especially when it comes to sexuality. Listen, I think you need all that in one, and you have something nice.
So is it, maybe I'm confused, because I think about things very big picture. I don't think about details. So, like, is it a concept? Like, is it like...
It has to be, because remember...
Is it the energy?
Like, body autonomy is basically the ownership of your body. It's the name of it, and the concept was created when they determined that you had to give consent for people to use your organs or take your blood.
In the most literal sense.
But we're tying it into sex and sex work. And as a person with control of your body, you get to determine who and how they use it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess the figurative way you're using it, I didn't think that had to be defined. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, yeah, you should respect how I feel. You mm-hmm. should. I thought that was like an already thing. So it's weird to know it's defined.
Like, think about it though. Like, you may think that something's fine. Like, you may say, you know what? Let's say hypothetically, you say, yo, I slept with about 10 men. Mm-hmm. You're a lesbian. So to you, it's fine because you are aligned with your body and there was consent there.
Right.
But to an outsider like me, it would be like, yo, are you a lesbian or are you being a slut or something? You can't shame a woman who isn't capable of being shamed.
So wouldn't you be, in that instance, wouldn't you be pushing your body autonomy on me?
Yes, and that's why we're doing this episode, because usually, you know, we're trained to think if a woman does something that we were taught is bad, it's wrong, and they're sluts and shit like that. How do we define things like that when everybody's wired differently? We're all taught different things, you know what I'm saying? So my up may be your mid.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So that's really why we brought you here today, Chanelica.
Chanelica.
I'm telling you.
You know she got long nails.
You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna describe her. She got long nails. She got blue synthetic hair. Like Marge Simpson.
Yo. Nah, that's crazy, son.
You do got nails though.
Yo.
Nah, you should have seen them 2 weeks ago. They was real long with diamonds.
How long do you go?
Glitter. Maybe this much longer.
Mm. Okay.
And I like them coffin.
Yeah.
Like a little point.
I love the coffin. I like
pointy, but we could do like a little, like, as long as it's like roundish.
Not too pointy, because I poke myself in the eye.
I love
the pointy.
That's why.
You know what I'm
saying? That's really why I like it. But it's not functional. So I don't want to push, like.
Listen, man.
Listen, if you can't.
Heels
tight,
hurt. Then, you got to sacrifice. Oh. I need a point. You know what I'm saying?
I mean.
Listen. Moving along.
We were talking from a masculine perspective. This is why we really need this.
This is all
because, okay, yeah, this is why we need this, definitely. So
like, I wanted to ask you, like, when, at what point did you realize, like, you know, I'm comfortable with my body enough to, like, I want to say, what is the phrase that I'm looking for? When did you know you was comfortable in your body?
I was like 14, 15. Now, when I lost my virginity, I was comfortable with my body, but as far as sex goes, remember that? My first time, like, I was scared to death. You know, I didn't really know how to register everything that was going on. All I know is that I had what he wanted, and mm-hmm. we both were attracted to each other, but I just didn't know exactly what to do with it, you know? But you know, now
she didn't know how to back that ass up. I'm sorry. Is it that,
or did you like not know how to like express that in another way?
Well, most girls when they lose their virginity, they're emotionally attached to the guy.
Yeah.
So I wasn't emotionally attached to him. Like, we were like friends through friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. So. We were cordial.
Was it like, because I've never been emotionally attracted to a man, so I find it fascinating. So I'm just like, okay, so like, is that like what you wanted? Is that what you wanted to do?
Honestly, I didn't know what I wanted. Honestly, but he initiated it, basically.
Okay, that's usually how it is. So mm-hmm. I was trying to ask, like, did you initiate it?
No,
or
no,
did
he initiated it. I was with it. I ain't gonna front. I'm like, let's try it.
right, because you liked him.
Yeah, a little bit. But it was more of...
You're attractive, I'm attractive.
The spontaneity of it. Mm. I don't know. I've been trying to
the what?
Learn that word.
spontaneity.
It's like to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
I'm still that
It's
right
the essence
now.
Of... it. What is it? It's not the...
Like nobody.
I'm not gonna do it.
It was just the excitement. It was the excitement of the moment.
Mm-hmm. Spontaneity.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. I'm gonna let you fuck that up, though. I don't want people coming at me.
spare the moment. Like,
yeah,
you feel excited.
Spontaneous excitement.
It was the thrill.
The thing.
Yo, that'd be it, yeah, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's what the know? Straight girl thing is.
Listen,
that's what it is.
I'm not saying you.
I didn't look at you.
I don't care, man.
But I'm just saying, because you know what I'm saying.
I don't care if people know.
Baby mama, man,
Lee.
Girl,
Lee has not. I've been blessed to be just turning girls out left and right. You know, I never really had to date a lesbian, and then I did. And
how is it?
How is it?
Never
like, I said I did.
Press oh, how was
and this
it?
This idiot goes, how is it? Okay.
How was it?
Present tense. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's it. Leave me alone.
I can't lie. It's different. It's amazing. I'm happy, you know?
That's good.
Yeah, you know, I can't complain at all. Life is just really aligned for me, like, spiritual, mental, financial. Everything is just aligned for me.
You know what? And that's kind of why, like we doing this, because, like, stuff is kind of on a... We not perfect by any means. Like, we still figuring things out. That's why this is so important, because it's kind of like us learning, too. Like, we learning. So that's why we want to be healthy sexually as well.
Yeah.
Like, so that's
why
this is...
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
It definitely is.
Please be safe. I just bought some new sex toy cleaner yesterday.
Just because Valentine's Day is coming up.
For real?
You did what yesterday?
No, I said I bought some sex toy cleaner yesterday. Some new sex toy cleaner. So
I got the drop that you bought a new sex toy yesterday.
I did.
Yeah, I did.
I bought a new harness.
Yeah.
Cause I needed one. And I bought a new toy.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy for you. Mm-hmm. I'm also doing Valentine's Day packages. It's called Get With Me While You Can.
Yeah, for real. Get me now. Price going up later.
Yeah, you know, if I got to take pictures with you, that's $100. You know what I'm saying? If I actually have to touch you,
I do need some bread. I do need to do that.
You know?
We should do that.
Yeah.
Get that
motherfucker. You know, speaking of sex work, I want it. No.
Yo, to be honest, so let's get into that. Like, because everybody out here, like, where are the dyke sugar mamas?
Oh my God, we're not the dyke on the train. I'm working on it. I'm gonna start this up.
Yo, start an app, like a good one. Like,
y'all giving away gems.
Yeah, relax. You handing out jewelry right now.
For free.
Yeah. Not. Don't pawn that though. Don't pawn them jewels. Keep them.
But yeah, I mean, that's like a joking thing. But like, so okay, let's get into it. So the reason incognito is obviously, you know, it's,
yeah. So
right. So let's get into it.
What kind of have you worked in sex work?
Yes.
Okay.
What have you done?
A whole bunch of things. Everything but stripping. Well, okay. Not everything. Most everything was stripping. I'm shy.
Okay.
Oh, trying to entertain a room full of people. I can't really.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. There's a science to shaking that ass for people.
It is. Yeah. And then be vibrant and like these girls will walk in the building and just turn into a totally different person. And it's like on mm-hmm. key. Yeah.
Hustler mentality.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You walk in love Ebony, that. But then you have to be Chanel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't let Miss Jenkins come
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Miss Jenkins. Miss Jenkins by her pants.
I heard they be elbowing each other in the back and everything to make things.
One
bread.
Thing I can tell you though, strip clubs have the absolute best food,
ever.
Yeah. I did not know that.
It's something about the way they clapping that ass in the kitchen. It's
I think it's the dust. It's the booty dust.
The booty
that adds just a little bit more flavor. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yo, seriously, yeah. Breakfast at a strip club?
Listen, you ever had cake? It's amazing.
I never had the cake.
They got cake
I had
breakfast all over though. The strip club.
I never eat the cake.
That was good. Yeah, Zoe loves that cake. I don't.
Wait, but we're going to the strip club early enough to get breakfast.
No, it's late enough.
No, it's late.
It's an after hours. It's late.
Okay,
and they got the buffet. Mm-hmm. They got eggs, pancakes, yeah. French toast.
Rest in peace to Perfections, man. Damn, that was the spot. Perfections. Rest in peace to Aces. Sin City, that was my favorite.
Oh, man. Yeah, they had the best mac and cheese.
They had the best wings. You know, you never catch me in the Bronx, but I was in Sin City. Damn, son, that hurt.
Fendi.
Anywho, right?
I'm going to take a sip.
Too. Yeah, of course. Sip for Sin City. So you've done it. So how did you get into sex work? Like, what pushed you to that? Or was it just like, I need that? A word?
Yeah, you know, I was going through
a pimp? He was a pimp?
Was he a pimp?
Or was she a pimp?
These are real questions.
Yeah,
I mean, being for real. Like,
yeah, we want to know.
Okay, so was he a pimp?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was.
So when you met him off rip, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Good
and
pimp.
I didn't know until we went to the crib and his girl was there. The
bottom
know,
bitch.
Yeah, right. The main squeeze.
Mm. Vernacular. Mm. Bottom bitch is the main one. She the one that keep all the other ones. Listen, we're not gonna give
you ever seen
them.
That movie with Little Mama and Lance Gross is based off of damn, I don't know her name.
I thought she was gonna say Hustle and Flow.
No.
That's not a good depiction.
No, Little Mama did basically a biopic of a girl who was stripping. Mm-mm. Lance ended up pimping her. Mm-mm. And shit, I guess she shot and killed one of the clients.
That just came out recently.
Yeah, it came out like last year. I forgot the name.
I saw the previews of her looking like...
Like shout out to Little Mama, son, because...
Yo, I never give her shade. Like, I'm not one of those people.
In that film, she was fire, okay?
But, I just don't. She a project
you know,
who made it.
Another like, good movie to get a good
concept of that.
It's called The Felicia Blakely Story. Sorry, When Love Kills. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should watch it. It's a great movie.
Yeah, wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
What's another movie you said?
Bossing Up.
All those
the hood shit. I'm really attracted to hood shit.
But yeah, so let's get back to this.
How did you get into this? So you got in there, his bottom
bitch was in there. That's a good ass story.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know yet, honestly. So when I seen her, I knew.
Mm-hmm. So that just was like, bam, pimp.
Mm-hmm. She was not happy because he did not consult her.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. They don't do that.
They don't do that, like, right?
Listen, so I don't understand you gonna be with it or you
gonna not. It's a prerequisite.
Not,
like,
she went through her trials and tribulations trying to get with the program, and then she would like put me in situations and try to get me out the door. Mm-hmm. But you know, I was a little smarter than her. Like, she wanted to stay. I just wanted some game so I can get what I need and get up out of there and do it for myself. Cause once I seen she, what she didn't know is I actually looked up to her. Mm. She's about her fucking money. Her that bitch shoes was popping. She had the patent leather pumps with the cute little rhinestones on the ankle. I didn't even know how to walk in shoes yet, but just watching her prance around the damn house in them, she gave me some hope. Mm. So. She didn't like me. I was younger than her, prettier than her, and
sounds just like a bitter old bitch.
Uh huh. She would do anything.
She knew she was on her way out.
Yeah. But she didn't have, like, she could have been, she could have handled the situation a whole lot better than she did. You know, you put a bitch under your wing, show her what she need to know. Mm-hmm. So you might get out your face a whole lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but bitches ain't thinking that far.
Mm-hmm.
So one time, this is when it got a little crazy. Me, him and I, we were in the house being nasty while she was out getting her hair done at home. So he left the condom in the garbage. So when she came home, she seen it. She lost it.
Y'all was living together?
All three of us.
Mm-hmm. Y'all was in the house?
Like one happy family.
It's life goals. I don't want to be a pimp. I don't want to be a pimp, but I would love if my girls could live together.
You know what I mean? What I'm saying? That's always been my dream, too. Listen, it's okay.
Yeah, you know? I probably nice never lived that out loud, but I mean, I had the perfect end to say it, so I did.
Oh my God, I just
said it. Yeah,
you said it for me.
Yep, go ahead. No problem. I do.
She
that
said it for a lot of people.
Yep.
Honestly.
Yeah, fuck out of here. I know.
As masculine, you know, that's the dream. Like, what?
You know, that's never been my dream until recently. I was never one of you niggas at all. Nope.
One of you niggas.
Yeah, I've always been a hopeless, not you, the rest of them.
Oh,
I've always been a hopeless romantic. I've always wanted to, like, fall in love. And
that's why you
ain't high school.
That's why you never, you never mess with nobody. Yeah. As long as I know you never mess with anybody.
Yeah, cause I'm very picky. I don't like, leave me alone. If you're not in it, then leave me alone.
That's very true.
A lot of straight women
can
fetishize
me. Can I say something
me.
To what What's you're up? Saying? No matter what I've been through. I'm the same way. I'm still a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
I like...
That's important.
You know, I like that shit. And mm-hmm. if you can't do it... Here comes the other side of me.
Mm-hmm.
Two people
right.
in here.
Right. You pay me.
It's effectively...
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. So, back to the story.
Yeah, I need ends on this.
It's a good
one. So, she sees the condom in the garbage.
Oh, she lost it. So now she's in there yelling and screaming all over the place, acting crazy, talk to him crazy. So, you know, next thing you know, this is the first time that I've seen a man lift a girl in midair and body slam her ass on the bed. But best believe she calmed down.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was about to say smack. Yeah. I was waiting for it. Like, was it a backhand?
I've never seen that. But she put me in a situation. I got slapped on the way back from Atlantic City.
I'm sorry to hear that, too.
Yeah. I ain't make no money.
Wow.
Mm. And he told her to show me, you know. We got there, that bitch
she left you.
I wasn't there 5 minutes. She ain't say nothing. This bitch is like, threw up the deuces. I'm like, wow. Oh my God. So I'm just walking around looking stupid. Don't know what to do.
Right.
Came back, ain't have no money.
Mm.
What would you have done differently now that you have that experience?
Not been in Atlantic City.
If I was in her shoes, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I would have shown, I don't like giving away free game. But at the end of the day, you gotta show, if the girl is wants to do it, you have to show her how to do it the right way and then let her go fuck up on her own. Mm. But at least show.
Right, there's enough money out here.
Putting money in her pocket too, though.
Damn, there's enough money.
I guess so. I mean,
she's the bottom bitch, then that means she getting first cut, right?
Oh, but guess what?
Nah.
That bitch made like 3 G's that night from one person. So by the time we all met up, when it's time to go home, she was feeling herself.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? It's all good. But I learned my lesson because after that, I kept a close eye on her, watched her, watched him, got whatever other little game I needed, and got up out of there.
You
got
to be street smart to be in that that game. You got to be have a certain degree of like street smarts to
you do.
Be a hustler out here. Period. Especially since New York, like it's ruthless out here. Like
I've been kidnapped before.
What? Real?
Boy, listen.
Was it somebody?
This was the same. The first guy. You know, we used to go out and walk on the track or whatever, and it was this one dude from Brooklyn. I didn't know until I got in the car.
Damn.
I didn't have to say it this time. I literally did not have to say it this time.
Oh my goodness. Y'all are making me look bad. Like,
this is when
Brooklyn look bad. I don't know.
No, Brooklyn is changing. Let me tell you something.
Why are people making y'all bad?
This
is a project for the Chipotle on the corner.
It's the truth. The white people are running us out of Brooklyn. I'm sorry. And then they're raising the fucking rent.
Thank God I own my house, man. I ain't going nowhere.
Fendi.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be the oldest.
We're lucky.
On the block.
We're lucky.
Literally.
We got yeah, whatever.
I'm
anyway.
I'm going to be the oldest on the block, you heard?
But yeah, so.
Yeah,
heard,
yeah, of course.
You heard?
You heard?
You heard?
You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you real quick. Is this something that you wanted ends on? Like, did you see, like, the money being made in sex work and you wanted in?
Absolutely.
Okay, so now that we know you wanted in, right? Was it to change your circumstances or was it for the fly and the flashy?
Good question.
Well,
I wanna know.
It was for the circumstances. I was fucked up.
Right.
All I had was me and the clothes on my back.
Right.
I was literally walking to McDonald's one day. And the motherfucker, like, stopped me, started talking, and he was the one with the fly, flashy shit. And it caught my eye for a minute, but my main concern is, what did you do to get this? What did you do? What did you have to do? And then the more questions I asked, the more information I got. And in that lifestyle, they don't want to tell you how to do it. You got to pay them for that shit.
Yeah.
So I basically just paid my way. you know, okay. As far as fucking with the film school, I had to pay my homage to get the game and the knowledge and the experience.
So, were you paying homage to a pimp? Is that fucking? Or is that beating niggas up? Or is that, you know?
All you're doing is paying him. That's it. Wow.
Forgetting you.
So, at this point, just to get the game, it don't matter how you get the money as long as you put money in his pocket.
Yeah. Wow. Basically.
Yeah. You gotta be heartless. That's why I can't be a pimp, because I can't put somebody that I care about in a situation they don't want to be.
And I end up caring about everybody. I'm like Spider-Man with the feelings.
I can't. If you don't want to do it, you feel what I'm saying? Like, on some shit. Like, if you don't want to do it, like, I'm not the type of person that can be like, even if I don't care about you, it's like, all right, but you don't want to do it.
But a lot of these women don't necessarily not want to do it. The circumstances led them to do it, so they're doing it.
I mean, it would have been that or selling fucking drugs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And one, you don't got to pay for a re-up for.
You know what? Don't get it twisted.
You don't got to pay for a re-up for pussy
for free. You need to.
I'm saying, instead of selling drugs, it's like selling pussy. It's like, you don't gotta re-up. You got it. Like,
you gotta tune it up, though.
I mean, you gotta put outfits. You gotta invest in yourself. You gotta do this and that and the third. But that
won't land you in jail or dead. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it can,
but it's all about how you do it.
And that's what I was gonna say, because it's not for everybody. Because, like, what you said, which, like, is really distinct, is like, when you saw the nigga with the flashy car, you ain't say, I want to get the car. I want him.
I want to impress him.
I want to know how he got that.
That right there is, that's a gem. She didn't do it for the flying flashy.
It's how you got.
Her mental is different.
And street smart people are like that.
Stupid. It's like, what the fuck? You heard that?
Holy shit.
Nah, but that's a gem right there.
Because that's how you get fucked up, chasing the money. You never chase the money. Like, first, at least, you have to get some type of knowledge. Because even selling drugs, you can't be out here selling bad stuff, that'll get you killed. You can't be out here selling too hot, yeah, that won't get you no money. You can't be out here selling low, nobody will buy from you or think it's fake. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, think it's bad. Like, it's, like, so much that you gotta, like,
I'll drop
about
a jewel for free. Mm. Knowledge is the greatest hustle.
Mm. You better talk, Chanel.
Drop it again.
Chanelica! Oh, my goodness. Oh,
Chanelica
shit.
Is dropping gems.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah, but my mama told me that, though.
Mm. For real, for real. Mm-hmm. For real, for real.
She the real hustler.
How do you feel like all these, how do you, I guess I don't even know how to formulate my question. I have so many questions. Like,
all right, so
you start with some.
So, you at the point where you in the joint, you in the game now. How do you walk me through how you mentally remained?
What's sane. The word I'm looking
like? Not even just sane though. How do you not let outsiders get
word,
to you?
Because you, like, still say that you,
yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
The
like
same
people,
person
people
that you were when you started.
You
all right, y'all ready?
I'm ready.
The second pimp that I was with. I didn't tell y'all about the one from Brooklyn. Wait, let's
go. Oh, yeah.
Can this be a longer
timeline? Yeah, this has to be a longer episode.
They
you know what, though?
They
second guess, she flaked. We just going
to go. So,
we're
going to rock out.
Okay, so I'm walking, minding my business, youngest bitch on the strip, baby face, and these motherfuckers is going crazy. And I guess the guy that kidnapped me, he saw the flow. And he portrayed himself as a trick. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, uh-huh. Nigga said I got like $500. And I knew I didn't have to do much, and I wasn't doing much all night. I get in the car. He said, we going on a little ride. It took me all the way to Brooklyn. I'm scared to death. I'm like, what are we going to do when we get to Brooklyn? And he's trying to scare me. He's like, I'm going to throw you off the roof. Now I'm scared. So he's like, give me all your money. So what I did was, the money that I made, I put it in under my wig.
Mm-hmm. Wig saved lives.
Listen, that little $200 that I made the last one helped me get the fuck out of Brooklyn. Mm. But once I left to Brooklyn, the first pimp thought I just ran off with some shit. Mm. Nigga, I'm really in a fucked up situation, and this nigga's not trying to let me go home. He not letting me call nobody. The first time I ever went to jail was in Brooklyn, fucking with this nigga. Mm. Walking on the strip in Brooklyn. I was like 17, used the wrong somebody else's name. This bitch had a warrant.
This bitch had a fucking warrant.
If that ain't real shit,
they kindly booked me. That was my first and last time ever touching a jail.
I'm sorry, I look like a hater.
We all knocked.
I look like a hater.
Then I went, when I got out of jail, called the dude. I had to use my survival skills. Listen, you gotta get up out of here. Call him. Listen, come get me. I knew he had a car. Come get me. He came to get me, put some money in the gas tank, got me back to the Bronx. Now, the third pimp, He showed me so many different things, and that's what really took me off from there. But I couldn't stay fucking with him either because he was abusive. He was abusive. So he got fucked up though. You know, he went all the way to Atlantic City, came back with a girl. She was like 16, and he was beating on her. And her family was really concerned. So when she reached out to him because she was so scared, listen, they came, took him out of his house. He's sitting on the couch listening to the iPod. This when iPods was really popping. Dragged him out of his house in handcuffs. That really woke me up. He's like, listen, you gotta
get your knowledge and get the fuck out.
Straight up. I was already going.
Some shit he
did. You know what I'm saying? I was already going, but that was like God. God was with me. Like, listen, he just walked with me through this path because it wasn't this wasn't God's plan for me. You know, I chose to do my own thing. So at least I'm grateful for him protecting me in the process and teaching me and learning me. And, you know, I've been able to teach other girls and show them how to do it and not go through half of what I went through.
Wait, so you're teaching girls how to be?
No.
I was about to say,
like,
I'm
that.
Not happy with you at all.
I'm changed. Listen, I'm a changed woman. I have a job, full-time job now.
That's really good. I was about to ask, so what are you doing now? Are you like...
Nah, fuck that. I still want to know how you maintain, your respect for yourself. I know people call you things. I know people disrespect you.
Humiliation. I've been through that. The third pimp. That's I'm glad because I got ADHD.
I got ADHD too.
Our whole generation.
I got ADD high
definition.
That's
why we smoke weed so we can focus on one thing for a long time.
The third one, I was staying with this dude, Gary, and Gary loved me so much. I was young, stupid.
But did he love you for real?
He really loved me. Okay. He took me off the street. He put a roof over my head. He took care of me. My sisters, like my mom. He just knew everybody and he just always tried to make sure I was safe. He kept me out of so much trouble, you know. And he fought, cried, blood, sweat, and tears, you know, just to keep me, give me some foundation. That's what he gave me, foundation. So Gary, one day I left and I got caught up with the third pimp and Gary was calling my phone. Are you okay? Are you okay? I'm concerned. I haven't heard from you in a few days.
And he knew what you was doing.
Yeah, he
was
knew.
He was a trick?
No.
He was a really square. He was a square. You heard?
He was a square.
You heard? Shout out to every square in high school. They laughed at you.
I was a square.
They laughed at you. Look at you now.
He was a square.
You're a fine square.
Until I realized I was fine, then I wasn't a square.
I was nerdy until they realized what I look like.
That mentality is always there. Like that giving, like that selflessness that squares have. Like there's no other way to say it. Like they're the best people.
Yeah, they mama raised them properly.
Properly.
Basically.
Yeah.
So
they not really squares. But the fact that everybody knows who we talking about, the type of people we talking about, is fucked up. Because they shouldn't be squares. Because they are actually some of the best people.
What's wrong with wanting to treat a woman
right? What's wrong with wanting to get a good job, not wanting to be on the streets, not wanting to do all that, being on the street now? There's nothing wrong with that either. Like, don't let these rappers fool you, man. The white people own that shit. And they want to portray a certain thing, man. We got to stop that shit, man.
Yo, people make fun of me because I be wanting to be, good to my women, my girl.
I say on Twitter, I open the door for my girl and I'm a pick me. Like, why I gotta be a pick me? I'm just a good nigga. Like, can you believe
it?
Right,
open the door for your girl and smack her butt on the way in.
That's too. That too.
You don't got her started.
We're gonna start doing traditions.
Oh my goodness, that's me.
Talk to me nice.
That's me. Talk to me nice. Don't talk to me twice. You heard?
Nah, but seriously, like, good people, regardless of like everything, like, good people are good people regardless.
So, shout out to Gary. We appreciate
you. Shout out to good fucking people, yo. Yeah. Regardless, like, don't let none of that shit fool you. That fuck a bitch shit. Yeah, all your favorite rappers got wives.
Yeah, that's true.
All your favorite rappers got wives. Gucci gave his girl $2 million and she came back with 5.
Yeah.
She's still holding it down.
Let's be real. Still holding it down.
And fine as hell.
And fine as hell. And she take care of her kids. Y'all niggas is whack.
Wait, so she do have kids?
She do have kids and she take care of them, man. We need to stop.
So did you find your Keisha KO?
Did I find my Keisha KO? Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what's up. Damn. Heard it. You know?
I hate you.
Heard it. Noted.
Noted.
I hate you.
Yeah, you know.
No junk, so I can't even like.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you.
I couldn't even do
that.
My media training.
Like, I wanted to ask you.
And dodge the question. I couldn't even do my media.
No, I wanted to ask you about that because I know you've been drinking a little bit of this lipstick on your cup. You don't wear lipstick, do you?
I do on Sundays. You get that free brunch. You heard what I'm saying?
You know?
Y'all know what I look like,
you know,
right now.
When they say ladies on free Fashion before Nova. 11, bitch, I'm a girl.
I have on Fashion Nova right now. It's that new Fenty. You heard?
You heard? About that, you remind me of Mrs. Doubtfire, you know? Looking good. So
imagine niggas really think I got.
It's cool. You look good.
One, actually.
You know?
With red bottoms in the rain. You heard?
You stupid. So yeah, so how do you like remain strong like through all the naysay and the outside noise? Because that's important.
I have a wonderful support system.
That's good. That's good. That's really good. Are you in tune with your spirit? Are you aligned?
I try to be.
That's good.
I'm a little crazy sometimes, but
yeah, I can tell.
My
I like
support
it.
System.
I think it's amazing.
My support system really does it for me. Between family, my dude, and my sister.
It's perfect. This is perfect. Important. This is perfect.
Are you still with Gary?
No.
Nah, poor Gary.
He is still my friend. We are very close. We go out and we have lunch. He just had another baby girl. She's so cute. Oh my God.
I'm trying to
get on another date. Like, we went on a date, all three of us. Mm-hmm. Like, friendly. Cause like his last daughter, I've literally raised her and he raised me. He raised me, I raised her. It's nice. So. Just that's to see him up, do it again.
Oh, I thought you meant you went on a date with you, your man, and Gary. I was about
no,
to say, I'm sorry.
No, me, Gary, and his new baby.
Yeah, I was about to say, it ain't a girl in the world could talk me into that situation. I'm sorry. No, no. Absolutely not. No? Be friends on the other side. I'm good. Thanks. I have business to handle.
You wait, what do you mean? So like you can't
if it's my girl, what I'm going on a date with you and your ex for even if y'all still friends. Be
but
friends.
How long
out
but,
my face.
But is it like a time thing or is it just that title thing? Because like
it's just the fact that you have history with. Because
like
with all right,
for
woman.
Example, so like say like you know like I have that like that one ex that's like my good ass friend, and it's been like so many years like since.
Yeah.
So it's like that's like my friend. That's
so
not
if
even.
If you and I were dating, which is crazy.
So
don't
if me
say
and you were dating, and we go. I'm just asking.
And you,
I'm not
and
saying
you,
it's a right
you
or wrong
say,
thing.
And you say, you know, can I bring her? She's like my best friend.
Yeah.
And you know, I love.
She's
her
like my
death.
Best. Like she's like a good ass friend. We have nothing.
If I'm in that situation right now in 2018, my answer to you is, babe, I love you. I think you're amazing. Go be friends out my face.
Gotcha.
Thanks. You know?
I respect it.
Yeah.
I'm I not, was just being dumb.
Yeah, no. I know how it goes. I know everybody's like, oh, that's not right. Like, get right. over yourself. I'm over myself and still not sitting in your face.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. I just want to know.
Yeah.
I think it's a respect thing. I think if my significant other and I have been together for a long time, I would think they would want to know who I'm out with. Like, okay, yeah, this is my friend and, you know, we can keep the two relationships separate, but let me at least introduce you so you know that this person
I
is
feel
good
that.
Vibes.
Zo, I feel you're gonna that. Be so proud of me.
What?
I actually met an ex. Yeah. Shut up. Don't do that. Don't say nothing.
I'm not, you know
you look
it.
At me.
You know what
you
it.
Look at me. You look at me. But I have been in situations where I've met an ex, you know, I drive now, so you know I'll be whipping it.
Because you had to drop off. Like, okay. Is everything okay?
Oh, no, no, I pop
what's
up.
Oh,
I
we pop up. Up.
I
right.
pull up. Get in the
oh,
car, let's go.
Up.
Yeah, yeah. Get in the car,
oh,
let's
okay,
go.
We pop up.
But here's the thing, right?
Okay,
it's absolutely no. You know me, I'm like scrappy,
I know
dude.
You.
I'll beat anybody
I
up,
know
right?
You.
So going into it, I was like when I left work, I was like, oh yeah, nah, I'm about to go get the Whippington, cause what's up? Because, y'all done. This is over. I'm here now. But when I pulled up, it was actually, it was nothing. How you doing? I appreciate, you know, whatever y'all got going on.
Now, but,
go upstairs.
go upstairs. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. You know, but I mean, at some point, you know, sometimes the people who you maintain contact with and who help you are people that you,
help you grow, man.
Yeah, because you always learn something from these relations, you know, so sometimes you're blessed enough that you get to still be cool. Even though y'all have a past, and you know, I can't come in and you know change the furniture my first week.
Yeah, sounds like co-parenting to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like co-parenting.
And of course, you know that's something that I'm into. I'm the baby mama whisperer. You know what I'm saying? So co-parenting is where it's at.
I can't get jiggy. Yeah. Okay.
She can't get jiggy with it. But yeah, it's fine. So I can't. You can't be mad at me.
About to have
I
know what I want. Like
this year.
This year.
Working on it. I'm trying. So. You are so corny. Hey. Oh my goodness.
Is it, wait, can I have a, really good question.
What?
Are you really pregnant if you don't wear a Burberry button up?
I don't believe
to the baby shower?
I don't believe so.
Are you really pregnant?
Fake. No, I don't believe so. I think your baby's fake if you don't wear a Burberry shirt.
Cause like,
to
I
baby
see
shower.
The potato salad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see the fried chicken.
Yeah. I see it. And I see all your friends in red bottoms.
I see the gifts.
Yeah. But I don't see a Burberry
belly.
Shirt.
Yeah. I see the belly. I see belly moms. You know, I see baby mama moms. I see their cousins in them. But I don't see the button down.
Is what I'm saying. I think that's sad. I think it's disrespectful to the child.
To the culture?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's very disrespectful to the black community. You know, I just, you know, like, if anybody could give me a medium, you know, I lost a lot of weight. I'm not a large anymore. Ooh, I need a medium for my baby shower.
So, okay, I need an extra small. Just give me an extra small Burberry button up.
I'm just trying to pull out the vintage button up for my baby shower.
Yo, let's have a race. Yo, whoever had the kids first.
I promise you I win.
You win?
I'm already ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Unless you have something to tell me, which you talk about later. So
I'm gonna have a kid. You know what?
We working on it. Little
nah, I'm
soon
just
come.
Kidding. Nah, look, I'm drunk.
I'm dead serious.
This is an agreement. I'm not prepared to get into because I'm drunk. So
yeah, don't do that.
I'm gonna stop.
So now
it's brunch edition.
You have a great support system, and that I'm happy to hear. I can't even be serious. This is crazy.
See you in that.
Shooting up clubs.
Shooting up the club.
I just think that the good Lord knows
what
he was doing.
It's just $35,000. That's not much.
But I think the good Lord knows
by insurance,
what he was doing.
To be honest.
Okay. God knows what he was doing making me a woman.
I
would have had children.
I
would have came into my new situation like, listen. Look
I
at
got
them.
About four.
Look at me. These
I'm
me.
Fetty. Young Fetty. They look call me that. Fetty Wap.
It is what it is. Wow, Fetty Wap has a jungle
miss.
Of children.
He doesn't miss.
Wow.
That boy is Steph Curry
that boy,
in the pussy.
That boy can see
that
the
boy
the with
does
one
not
eye.
Miss.
Wow.
That boy does
Jesus
not miss.
Christ.
He just sneeze on the bitch. She prayed. Must be.
I'm trying to be
she
like that,
pregnant.
Honestly.
Pitbull in the house. She I'm, pregnant.
I'm not even
except
lying.
Except me
son.
And my partner now.
I'm trying to trap people. I ain't going to lie. There's girls that I would have trapped years ago.
Oh my God.
I still
want to
walk by and touch
kids.
Them.
Yeah.
I would have probably had
I'd
a little
had
drum
had
line.
I'd had two kids.
Yeah. You know, that's just how things go. So, being
thank
that,
God every day.
Yeah, man, I do. Being that,
gotta get a new cup.
Yeah, get a new cup for the easy Jesus. The look is poured. Thanks a lot.
You my
wipe your lipstick. Yeah, wipe your lipstick. So, being that you have been in sex work, right? What was it for you that was just like, yo, I gotta get out? Like, was it something traumatic, or did you just was like, yo, I'm over it. I've done what I needed to do here.
Well, it's not necessarily getting out. Mm. It's working smarter, not harder. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
It's a fact.
It's about balancing everything in your life around that. You know what I'm saying? Like having a regular full-time job, and if you can't make ends meet, what you gonna do?
Wow.
You know,
always having that as an option.
Yeah. So you have a man right now. You got a dude. Mm-hmm. Now
he's cool with that?
Every saint has a past,
man,
but is he cool?
Any man that loves you is not gonna be okay with it.
Right.
I'm a motherfucking boss.
For not being happy with certain
things. But I'm about to talk shit now.
Go ahead, talk shit.
I'm a motherfucking boss. And it's like, listen, either you're going to have a piece of the cake or none. Because you can't have the whole cake. You can't afford the whole cake. I'm sorry. You cannot afford the whole cake.
Come on. Why not?
And say that one more time.
All right. Yeah, repeat it.
This is why I'm cool with it. This is why I'm cool with that. Like, I'm cool. I'm not cool with, like, all of it, but I can respect it to a certain point. Like, to a certain point, it's like, yo, you got to do what you got to do. And at the end of the day, like, that is a quick buck. Like, let me tell you, that is a quick buck. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, if you really in that dire situation, like, I can respect you doing that and still being the person that you are and not letting it consume you. And then respecting that and expecting that you can separate the two.
Wait, so if your girl isn't, I'm talking about at the bottom.
Know what you mean?
Like, I'm talking about she don't know how she gonna pay her bills.
Oh, no, I'm helping as much as possible, first of all.
But worst case scenario, you gonna be good if your girl result to that? And it's nothing against you. I'm just trying to understand.
I wouldn't be cool with her, like.
Cause for me, that just means I'm not doing my part.
Honestly, I'm gonna keep it real. I would not be cool with my girl, like, escorting, like, like trading, like, fucking.
If somebody else gotta see what you working with, listen, it's a problem. Like,
But to be honest, like, we out here living, so you cannot let that pride, because that's pride within you, because you feel like you should be able to provide. And in reality, we can't put ourselves out just because we care so much. We can't. So if there's something we can do
that.
But what would you let her do? What would you, if she needs money by tomorrow, if she needs money by next week, no, keep it a stack. If she needs money by next week,
right?
Next week to pay her rent,
right?
And she don't, and she don't got enough. Mm-hmm. You done put as much as you can, babe. Damn, we short $50. Cause now it's we short.
Yeah. Cause
if you care about much, it's we short.
Yeah.
So now we short
$1,500.
No, not even. We should, right. We short $1,500. We short that. I would not be okay with my girl having sex. But if you gotta do a couple of things to get what you got, I'ma support you. I'ma drive you there. I'm gonna make sure you there and you safe.
You gonna drive her to a nigga house to fuck?
Not to fuck. I just said not to fuck.
So what else is she doing?
Other things. There's so much other things. Other things.
Can I? You gonna let her suck dick?
Speak. Because this is why you here. This is why you're here.
Lee needs to open her mind. Because you sound like, I no offense to you,
a nigga.
She sound like one of these ignorant ass niggas who just don't understand or respect the hustle, because it's mostly
men make 13% more than women. If they are irresponsible with their disposable income, who am I to tell my shorty that she can't get?
Listen to me. Listen to me. I respect the hustle. I swear to God, I respect it. It don't mean that I understand or even agree with it. I respect it.
Do you want to understand though?
I do.
So I do. Because let me tell you something. It was a process with my dude. One day I'm gonna tell y'all a story and I'm gonna
be honest.
This is my dude. I'm in the crib one day getting money. Now, I told him the nature of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell him I was doing it.
Right.
Because I'm a pimp, so. But this day, I had to, none of the girls were available. And I had to pay rent. So I left him and I went home and I went to go get the money. This nigga decides to come right behind me. So I'm in there getting money, minding my business. My freaking roommate. She lets him in, opens the door and let him in the house. She knows he's my boyfriend, but what she didn't know is circumstances, what I was doing.
She didn't know that he didn't know.
She didn't know what she was doing.
Right.
Basically in the room. Right. The bitch don't open the door.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Right.
I'm in here handling my business. And he come banging on the door. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, oh my God. So, he wasn't pressed on the fact that I'm in here with someone. He was like, who, what are you doing? And why didn't you tell me that the first time? It was the process. So it was like, I'm like, okay. And so I explained it to him, what you gonna do now? You gonna leave me or you gonna?
What's up? Like,
you know?
It's not that easy.
At that point, he was already in love. So, he was going to deal with whatever I bring him at this point.
I see that nigga.
And he had faith that I would change and I would do things differently. And I have since I've changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've changed a lot, you know. I care. I actually care
it's not,
now.
It's not that easy of a decision. Like, are you going to leave me or are you going to deal? Like, that's not that easy. And I've
we still went through some shit after that. But it's like, this is right, what you, I mean, you doing, you know?
Once you get over the first hurdle, everything is kind of like, it'll come along.
My whole thing is this. Like, I'm never going to be okay with my girl. Like, if it comes to sucking and fucking, I'm not going to let my girl. If she wasn't doing that
then
already.
You're going to look at me.
You know
me,
what I'm saying?
And like, you're going to lick on me.
But that's an ego thing. That's you. That's your sexual. Where's what we talking
autonomy,
about?
Autonomy, exactly.
Autonomy. You're saying that, but for me, like, personally, like, I'm not gonna let my girl suck and fuck. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm a hustler. I'm gonna try to make a way for both of us. Like, I'm gonna try to get, at the same time you trying to get something, I'm trying to get something too,
me
if you
too,
need
I'm
it.
I'm a natural
because
provider.
I know that my check is coming every 2 weeks. Not everybody has that luxury. So if I'm dealing with somebody, then I'm gonna make sure that I hustle for them as well. I'll make sure that they go.
I'm eating
with
a $5
me.
Box every day.
At the end of the day, if we gotta, like, get low at one of my friends' houses, then we gonna get low at one of my friend's houses, and you gonna stay there for a little bit, and I'm gonna pay my friend off, and you're not even gonna know about it, type shit. That's just how I move. But if you are gonna go out there by yourself and you're gonna do things, I'm gonna be like, you know what, all right, cool, I don't like you fucking, so let's see what you can do besides fucking. So, okay, what we could do besides fucking, all right, well, I'm gonna take you there. All right, well, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna try to do this, because I'm gonna try to make that easy as possible, because I know that if you was in a different circumstance, you wouldn't do it. So the fact that your girl would even think about doing that means she's desperate. And if you can't help her because of your pride, that's a whole
nother
thing.
Wait, but who said I wouldn't help her? I'm
a
natural
you.
Provider.
I'm not saying you.
Okay.
I'm not saying
but understand,
you. I'm saying
understand
people
the other
that
side.
Listen that don't understand, like, there's other things, but even so, even that, even fucking, like, at the end of the day, like, I would, like, if it was before we met, then I would be okay with it, because it was before we met. I couldn't change the situation. I can't provide you the money that these niggas is providing you, period. But I can't save you.
And that's why speaking about body autonomy is so important, because it's the acknowledgement that it's not up to you. This right. is this person's body, and if you choose to be a part of their life, it really is as simple as choosing to stay or go, because you cannot tell another person what to do with their body. You can speak on what you're comfortable with. You can, you know, say your limits, and they can choose to align or adjust. But at the end of the day, you got one life to live. When you go 6 feet under, you go alone. So if you got to get the bag while you're here, you just got to get the bag while you're here. And it's like, yeah, you're going to lose some people. I'm sure you've experienced, you know, some relationships you wish you could have kept that got destroyed.
No, I don't wish I could have kept none of them, because at the end of the day, you know, like she said, if they were, I'm the type of girl, even if a dude wants to come and say, oh, well, let me take care of you.
You want your own.
Because I don't want the control that comes with it. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be
clocking
me.
Nothing's free. Nothing's free.
What you doing?
At the end of the day.
You paying my phone. You paying my rent. Now I got to open the door whenever you want me to. Or if I can answer the phone whenever you... Nigga, I'm asleep. Do you know what I mean? You want me to answer the phone in my sleep? Okay.
No, but I know that too, because it's not only the pride thing, but it's also like, you don't ever want your woman out here doing crazy shit from bread. Like,
it could be the same you reason why that. I bought her here is it might have been to break down my barriers. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't raised to believe that, you know.
Me neither.
This is something
a
I
lot
can
of
get
people
over
weren't. That's why we're here.
You yeah,
aren't.
Exactly.
You cannot shame a woman who is unashamed. If your woman has to do what she has to do, if that's your woman, you can either stand beside her and uplift her and help her get out of that.
Stop right there. This is my thing, though. If I can understand if you're not with somebody, but if you're with somebody and I have to, like, what should, I couldn't stand next to my woman knowing that that's what
she does.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
No, but this, and it's my show. We talking about
Now, but you get what I'm saying? Like, but you get what I'm saying? Like, that's your thing. That's your pride. You're saying, damn, people are going to look at me funny.
But it's not people, Zoe. This is why I think you messing up. It's me. I'm looking at me crazy.
But why? How old are you, Lee?
Because I'm 25.
You have so much more growing to do. I'm going to ask you this question when you turn 34.
And I got my kids.
You know what I'm saying? You wanna. It's not about. You can't judge and love people off of what they do. You have to love
no,
me.
But it's
for,
not
I'm a
judging.
Wonderful person.
I think
no,
you are
not
amazing.
Not judging.
You
but
have a beautiful
the
voice
way you
too.
Feel.
You
yeah. Thank you.
It's very innocent. Like I yeah. wonder how people think.
I
you
never.
Look.
I,
you
know what I mean? I think she's lying. Like I really believe she's lying. Like she's telling
that's
somebody
just
else's
too
story.
Real. That's a good ass story.
Her voice is amazing. Like. No,
that's probably
like,
how she get them. All of the innocent ass boys. Like, that's probably how she get them.
It's like,
oh
it's,
no,
it's
I'm innocent.
I know
pop
that
up like
me.
I done this,
but I know that it's me. I know it is. I know it is. I understand that. I feel like you're mature. I'm mature enough to know that it's not anyone else.
Right.
Fuck with anybody else. I got to
right.
say it's me.
Because you know you definitely. Have goggles. Everybody yes. has on yes. goggles where they see life through. Like that yes. voice in our head. We all have that voice in our head. We all have that yes. vision through that
and a lot of what our relationship should look like.
Exactly.
My anything, like, yeah, I know that it's me. I know
you
that
just probably can't deal with a woman that is. But then I would you can't never, say that because you can't, because then you'll be like, I can't deal with a woman that's ever going through something. Because if a girl is short $1,500, it don't matter how good your job is, Lee. You're not coming out of your pocket $1,500.
Right?
You're not getting it back. You're not getting it back in the first
place. Lee is a straight nigga. You're not getting it with the first month. Okay, so what?
You're not doing it.
Let me see where my money going. Wait a minute. Why I gotta give you that much anyway? Or whatever the case may be.
No, but that's just niggas. No. But Lee, but keep it like, but for real, like in a realistic thing, it's like, what if this person is losing their house? And it's like $1,500 to not even, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we just gotta come up with $1,500. We could come up with different things. Like, if that's your
I'm
thing.
I'm gonna put you in position, though. Like, shit.
But
you
can a check clear.
I'll put you in position to sell drugs, bro.
You'd rather put your girl in a position to sell drugs? To sell
that's how ignorant, right?
No. I'm glad we're having this combo.
There's a lot of people with similar mindsets, and that's why we're doing this.
Exactly.
But we want to stay on track that there are multiple perspectives. None are right or wrong is kind of what you decide, and that's why the word is autonomy, because it's up to you to make those decisions of what you want to do with your body and what you want around you. But it's important to understand that a lot of what we were taught in the original concepts of, you know, sex, and sex should be with somebody you love, and this should be that way. A lot of the concepts we learned in our youth, and it's really important as we get older to self-educate, as we spoke about in previous episodes, and expand our minds and realize that life is not one cut clean road. It's not exactly what our parents taught us. It's up to us to educate ourselves and decide what is for us, and to learn that we cannot judge people or turn, you know, our faces up at other people for their decisions.
Yeah, right? Every saint got a past.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Every saint got a future.
Ooh.
Y'all got me ready to write a book, y'all.
You should.
This is what you should. I'll read that shit. I'll page Turner.
And the name of the book is going to be Ebony Shanalika Jenkins.
The Life and Times, Volume 1.
I'm telling you, son. Once I knew I had to come up with a code name, I said, I got it. This is it. Ebony Shanalika
and
Jenkins.
And that's great because the people could follow, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, I know. I remember that name.
Exactly.
He came up with that. Yeah.
No, but back to what we was talking about, like, on some shit. I think it's important for, like, what you said. I think it's very important to realize that we're all, like, kind of, we all look through life in our own way. So, like, sex work to one person is different than sex work to another person. Lee is my very best friend, my only friend. And we have different views, as you can plainly see. Like, I'm okay with certain things. She is not okay with anything. Like, and that is okay.
That is not true. Like, I've recently had to break out of the box. Okay, perfect example, right?
Yeah, so break it down.
There's a girl. You know, I've been single forever. I've been single forever, right? So there's a girl. It's so strange still to say that. There's a girl though. I like her. She likes me. I look good. Whatever. You know? So she's one of those people that feels like, oh, well, I have to be to people like she wants to be there for everyone. Mm. I've been there. I've done it. You've seen me do it. I respect it, understand it. But I'm in a place where I know that I have to be very selective with who I reach out to, who I give my energy to, who I decide to bring along with me, because everyone's intentions are not the same. Everyone's different, you know? We're not all raised the same. So there was a situation. Okay. So one of the girls that she's friends with, she has a past with. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, Lee, you know, I think that you guys should do this. It's cool. Whatever. We should work together. Basically, girl reached out to me. I was going to end up working with her, and she's telling me, like, oh, I know the girl, right? But the first thing is, I know the girl. It wasn't like, I know her because this is what we did. I know her. We're cool. We're friends. You know, later down the line, it was like, oh, you know, we have a past. I wish that I had the option to speak up firsthand before I was telling this girl, you know, I'm going to work with you. And I hope she listens to my podcast. You missed out. Damn, number one show on iTunes. You tight, you missed out.
Well, I was wondering who you're talking about.
Yeah, no. No, it's no shots at all, right? But nothing bad. I think the girl's amazing. I think her work is amazing. She's an artist.
Right.
I think her work's amazing. And I want to say I still would work with her, but I know I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But I think her work's amazing. I would put her in position to work with someone else, not me. But my shorty was just like, you know, I don't think that that should bother you that we have a past, because it's nothing like that. It's strictly platonic. It's been forever since we've split. And I heard that, understood it, comprehended it, but in my head it was just like, I have a past. I have a password. I have a password. And I know that was me in my head. And I don't fault her for it. You know, if y'all gonna be friends, y'all gonna be friends. I can't come in the house and change the furniture off rip. Mm-hmm. But it just was like, I was always told from my previous relations, like, that's your
don't
ex.
Trust that.
That's your ex. That's not your friend.
But you know what? That's them. It doesn't matter how many.
But I couldn't keep projecting that on her, but I did.
Right.
So I fucked up.
Right.
I fucked up because I was like, that's not your friend.
Right.
You can't be friends with her. There's no way.
Right.
Because in my situations, there was no way. But just because I was the one initiating it with my exes don't mean she's like that. She really could just be like, yo, we cool, relax.
Right.
But I know when I chill with my exes, it's like, damn, son, you remember when we used to do this, this, and that? I got a girl, she don't got a know though, so what's up?
Right.
She, just because I was wired like that at one point, don't mean that she's the same way.
Right.
But at first, I was really on her, like, nah, that's not your friend, cut it off now. Like,
yo, I had a situation where some shit pretty much, the person pretty much was like, yo, I don't even give a fuck about what you currently going through. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
But to I've be, had that. But you it. Have, you honestly have to be like, yo, people really have their own thing. Like, so I'm gonna be mad and I'm gonna always look at you straight funny, but like, that's not on you to project your things on. That's
yeah, I was
that
projecting my fears on her. Cause right. I'm like, don't
that's
try
for
to fuck
her
me over
to make sure
her.
that shit is like level. Like, yeah. And that's being comfortable with the person you are. And honestly, I'm not saying you, cause me too. I deal with mad shit that I inherited from like my past relationships romantically and shit like that. So I have mad shit that I drag. Like, I still drag. It's called baggage. Yeah. Everyone has
it. It's called,
like,
I got a suitcase.
Let's call it what it is. It's a suitcase. So like, we all have this extra thing that like really hurt us or struck us deep. It could be like one little instance. Like, you're not crazy. Like, it's one thing that could just be like, yo, that shit really cut deep. You know what I'm saying? Or this shit really cut deep. This shit really triggered me. So.
And now you're projecting.
And now you're projecting it to everybody. So just like relating even that fact, like that, the fact that you couldn't even be cool with like an ex. I haven't been cool with like an ex. I can't be cool with like
I
an ex.
I got one ex that I'm cool with, and that's my man. It's been years. I don't even think she's attractive.
Yeah, me
anymore.
Too. I have one that I'm cool with.
Just
that
one.
I'm cool.
But she be wanting to be cool with all of them. And at first I was projecting my fears on her, like, dead it. It's not happening.
Right.
I'm
because
not with
you,
it.
not even that you're gonna do anything with her, she's gonna do anything with you. Just the simple fact of the idea that an ex is in your life currently, it's like
so
they
now,
have that thing.
So like, now to her, it's like, oh yeah, you messing with her, but you here with me. I'm not having it because I know myself.
Right.
I've grown a lot, but I still hand out the fist work. So I'm just like, I don't want
to
do this.
But just relating that back to what we're talking about, like, that's with everything. Because even like with the sexual thing, like, we have that mentality.
That's exactly
we have
what it
that
is.
Like,
you will never be
yo,
able to
you're
say,
fucking
yo, Lee,
a nigga,
fucking
you're
your
giving
bitch.
Away, right.
No,
you're giving away some sort of power when in reality, you're never going to know the person, probably way older and way like just not in the loop. Like, because to be honest, a lot of these niggas that really be going for it are like older people, older professionals that aren't in our age group at all. So it's like they have certain things that they can't get out in their marriage. So they're trying to get that shit out with random people, and we're just trying to, and then not we're, but like the women in general are just trying to like fulfill that because we have needs too. Right. And this is the only thing that we have aside from drugs. Cause what else? Cause a check, even if you get a new job, if you owe $1,500 on your rent and you get a new job, that check isn't hitting until 3 weeks later anyway. Right. So you're not gonna have your bread. So if you can get four $200 things popping, $400 or $500 things popping, then like shit, I did what I had to do to get on my feet. I get on my feet just because it's women and because society has pushed women to not do these things. Mm-hmm. Then it's a big deal because it's like, okay, it's sex for money. It's a big deal. Prostitution is the oldest business in human history.
Exactly.
History.
You know what, we getting prostituted anyway at our job.
Anyway.
So I just gotta let
anyway.
It go. Anyway. Yeah, because they prostitute me all the time.
You take 77 hours of my life every 2 weeks and you telling me I only make $18. My time is only worth $18 an hour? Are you telling
right,
me that?
Relax, relax. Some of us get paid less. Relax.
I'm sorry. But you feel what I'm saying? Like that. But the thing is, like, me and you could be the same person, but you getting paid less than me. That's raping. Right. Like, we getting pimped.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm definitely like, getting fucked and old. So, nah, that's crazy. I'm about to say
if you can make your
ass.
Own, and I think this is like, this is not just liquor talking. I really think that like, women are really entrepreneurs within themselves. Like, they can really, especially in the society and the culture we live in, like, there is a way for women to make money independently. That is why I don't think that, I don't shy away from that. Like, okay. I'd be like, yo, there is a market, a literal market for this.
For pussy.
For pussy.
Yeah.
There's no recession.
There's no recession. These niggas will come up
that
with
was
the money.
I ain't gonna lie. That was
you feel me? These niggas will come up with the bread for that pussy.
They will
so
take
if you telling me that I could
mama's money,
even if you selling work, you still gotta get that work off after you get it. You telling me that it's gonna take me 3 days to get this 250 when it could take you 1 hour to get this 250? Babe, you better get that 250. I'm waiting outside for you. Show me your location. Tell me what floor you're on. I'm downstairs.
Yo, that's it. That's it. We doing Ebony Chanel and Katrina. That's it. I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know.
I have an open mind. I'm not saying you got to agree with me or Lee. You feel what I'm saying? Because we just here talking shit. But I'm saying you don't got to agree with either of us. But just have the open mind to really see the facts. Like, okay, yo, that is a fucking industry. That is an industry.
It is. And yes, let me tell you something. I wouldn't have changed... I would have been the same way if these, you know, if the girls were more consistent, like they would come to you, oh, I want to get money, I want to do this, I want to do that. But what she really want to do is get some money to go and hang out and spend on her boyfriend for the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you really want to do, Ma? You really want to do something or you really want to just...
You invest in yourself.
I want
to
open up a
thank
business.
You. There's so much bread to invest in yourself.
Thank you.
Like, let's be real. Like, these strippers, like, let's be real. Like, I don't... I love strippers.
I know.
Because I feel like they're the most brilliant people in the world. Because you realize that you literally have something attached to you that you can market for bread. And you can literally invest that in whatever you want. You can put that in a hair business. You can put that in arts.
Or go back and buy your strip club.
Or buy the fucking strip club.
I also want to open up a strip club. No. I want to open up a building, man. So maybe I'm in the wrong business. You know what I'm saying? I need to find my pussy power. And you know,
you need to find your pussy power.
Yeah.
Niggas will pay for us, too.
I'm good, though. Thanks.
Niggas will pay for us.
No, I'm good.
Niggas are weird.
I actually just want to be like a dyke escort or something.
But niggas will respond. This is what I'm saying. Niggas will be
I get
like,
it a lot. It's weird. This guy asked me to have his kids. It was strange. I was like, wow. Good for you.
I'm not even gonna get into all guys.
But this has been like our longest episode, one of our most important episodes.
Before we wrap it up, Shanetica, are there any tips you would like to give women currently in sex?
There is. Stay away from these dudes who selling you dreams, and you know, if they can give you something that you don't already know, great. But other than that, you know, stay focused.
Preserve your goodies. Is there anything that's like not like, is there anything girls can do that's like not like actual like penetration work? Like any, like
you
do
can
you
suck
suggest
a dick,
any,
are you dumb?
No, aside from sucking dick, like
oh,
is
sorry,
there anything
sorry.
That girls
there
can do?
There is dominatrix.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta Google and do your homework and figure it out. The dominatrix is great. You know, they don't touch you. You don't have to penetrate or have, you know.
Shanetica, you ever had a man ask you to punch him in the balls or let him pee on you?
I've had. And then I'm going to tell you something. That's my favorite part of it.
Wait,
you
what?
Know? Just making them
That's
humiliate them.
That's what the fuck
them.
I'm talking about. Right.
Oh, I thought she was about to say letting
because
them pee on me.
Because a lot of these niggas. Leo, let me put y'all on game. A lot of these niggas be like business owners and like
and
real
yes,
up, and they tell people what to do all the time, and they just want to feel feminine, so they'll pay like a woman, especially a black woman. They'll pay like a black woman to like step on them and shit. Like that shit is real life, like because they want to feel more feminine. Like that shit is cash, especially for us dykes.
That's dope.
Don't be ashamed. Don't let the social constructs get you forget your bread.
For us dykes.
You know what I'm saying? They like us, man.
Yeah. Y'all like start a whole new trend. Like, that'll be a whole new era. Like, you got dyke bitches, they ain't even thinking about that shit. Like, y'all just raised the flag. Let's do it.
Yo, we about to get on this shit right now.
I'm about to be a.
Cause I'm with it.
I'm about to be a dyke escort.
It's about the bread.
Dyke Gigolo, there we go.
I'm about the bread.
Yeah, and they call me good looking Lee.
Get it. You know me? Like,
Yeah. And they call me good looking Lee. One L. One L, two E's. You know what I'm saying?
Go get a bunch of little thotties with no money.
Oh,
and Lee gonna get a bunch of old white.
Yeah, white women love me.
I need the old. I need the
you
old.
You gotta talk nice.
I'm don't talk
nice.
Twice, baby.
Hey, ladies, how y'all doing? Yo, what's up, ladies? How y'all doing? Yo, what's up? My name is Zoe.
Y'all need that Valentine's Day special.
Yo, the funniest shit though is that they think you playing, but it be days where you answer the phone like that, and I be like, who the fuck? Like sometimes, like, cause you, before you pick up, I be like, and she better answer my calls. I'm not playing with her, and you be like, yo, Lee,
hello,
yo, Lee, where you at? And I'm like, come on, son, I don't even got my underwear on. What? Like, I forget that I called you.
I'm just
you.
Saying, Valentine's Day coming up. You yeah, need a selfie. You know what I'm
listen,
saying?
Listen, wrap it up then. Light skin sexy in the building. Listen,
yo, it's Valentine's
this is me.
Day coming up.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Y'all, let me
yeah.
end it.
Yeah.
Yo, it's Valentine's Day coming up. We want to wish y'all a happy Valentine's Day. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we gonna sign best. It off. I'm Meagher looking Lee, one L two E's. That's me, baby.
And I'm Zoe God. You feel me? Signing off with a sexy voice. You feel me? Have a great one.
We out of here. Yo, you a clown, son.
Yo, you a clown.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.